on the phone our favorite buddy, our favorite guy, the man, the myth, the legend.
Man, old Gibson. Oh, my bad.
Paul Preston from the Movie Guys. That's
just can't help yourself, can you?
What the fuck?
Wow.
Oh, sorry, it's Bill Gibson here. How you doing?
Paul, how are you, buddy? How you doing, man?
Oh, shit. Well, like all of you, I wanted to see Mike Tyson beat the hell out of a YouTuber and then go through the rest of YouTube beating up everybody else.
Just making a beeline.
But alas, he was, he was 58. It was watching two guys be tired for eight rounds. It was,
yeah. Tired,
not, people were booing, it was not exciting, but... And I always hate doing this, but I have to give points to Jake Paul for making boxing relevant.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know?
People watch Canelo next.
He had everybody on the world. He had everybody in the world watching that fight last night. This dude been boxing.
Jerry Jones was loving it.
In his stadium. His hometown.
Yeah, he was.
He was calling out like McGregor, I think, in the post fight.
Canelo too. Alvarez.
Yeah, I both those guys will beat his ass because he hasn't fought anybody who's like ranked yet. No, I mean, that would be trouble for him.
He'd have to stop doing drugs for that. Because he'd have
when
to.
When he rolled out in the car, I was like, all right, bro, this ain't serious. Like, I could tell he wasn't serious.
The Axe body spray nonsense.
Can we start the fight now? Can Mike just fight him while he's on the car?
Perfect.
Just get him now.
Let him loose.
Oh, man.
The other thing I had a comment on, I was listening to you about, first of all, The Onion is, and if you're not in tune with The Onion, I've been in tune with The Onion for 30 years. They've been, since it was print. It's print again.
Yes.
You can go and get a subscription. That's but cool. Back when it was only print and I lived in Chicago, it was just the greatest thing to find at the coffee shop. And I'll share with you two of my favorite headlines ever. The first is Bill Clinton feels nation's pain, comma, breasts.
Genius.
And my favorite perhaps all time is a picture of Ray Charles laughing and it says Ray Charles signs Def Leppard album. It's just wrong.
Oh, so good. I mean, it is an American treasure, The Onion, so I'm glad to hear that you love it too. It's
they're 9/11 headline, holy fucking shit, attack on America. I mean, I think that's like the truthfulest.
100%.
Yeah.
The LA Times, New York Times, they all should have led with that. But I'll end my talk on that with, The Onion CEO said, The Onion is proud to acquire InfoWars, and we look forward to continuing its storied tradition of scaring the site's users with lies until they fork over their cold, hard cash.
That's right.
Or Bitcoin. We will also accept Bitcoin.
And that's from that article they published this week, right? The Why I Bought InfoWars article, I think.
Yeah, that's what it's so all good. About. And they did it in conjunction with Sandy Hook families. You know, they just said, look, let's take this guy down. And if no one else can step up, The Onion will. So that's great.
Which, man, poetic justice at its finest, right? Oh, so good.
All right.
You need some every once in a while, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And Paul, so far, man, how you been? I know you've been a little bit busy here with a couple of different things.
Have I? Yes. Well, the tour is kicking. Uh-huh. The movie locations tour is gearing up for another year of that. You know, it's end of the year when I started it 3 years ago. So, yep, I'm re-upping for all the insurance and all the other things and the website, and it's going to keep going because I've had my best year yet. So that's exciting.
Nice.
Congratulations to you, brother.
Yeah.
If you want to see where your favorite movies were made, just look up movieguys.net and check out the Movie Guys Film Locations Tour. It's a lot of fun. But it's getting to be that time of year, awards season. So there's a lot of screenings going on with like where all the celebrities come out because we want your vote for SAG Awards and Oscars and Golden Globes, etc. And then they're all starting to hit the theaters too. I call it backloading. I probably mentioned that on your show before. It's like we all wait to the end of the year to release the awards stuff so people remember it. You don't forget it that it came out in February. So you get this dump of like 40 movies and you have 3 months to watch them. Like if you're me, I'll get to them, but I can't imagine the regular Joe out there in the world getting to all these movies. They'll get to what they can and the Oscar nominations come out and regular America goes, well, I don't even know what these are. But That doesn't mean they're not good. So it's on me to get here and tell you about them. So what would you like to start with?
Whatever. Whichever one you want to start with, bud.
That's fine. Well, I threw you some titles. But let me get one out of the way that probably will not be remembered for the awards season, but is in theaters now and should be seen. It's called Heretic with Hugh Grant. I saw the trailer for this, and it's about a couple of Mormon girls who are going door to door spreading the word, and they stop at a guy's place who's very charming. It's Hugh Grant. He's, you know, British and charming and invites them in, and then they talk about all kinds of religions of the world and Mormonism. He seems to know a ton, but after a while the girls realize they may not ever get out of that house. And so what we have here is a psychological thriller horror movie wrapped in a large-scale takedown of religion, and for that I'm in.
Right.
So and there's nothing more satisfying than late career unsavory Hugh Grant. You know, Hugh Grant is fantastic in Love Actually and Bridget Jones Diary films and Notting Hill, and he's charming Four Weddings and a Funeral. And he's still funny today. His interview on Smartless is great. Watch him in Unfrosted, hilarious. Even Wonka, he's having a good time. But between this and like The Gentleman, Florence Foster Jenkins, I'm told Paddington 2, I haven't seen that, but some people call it the greatest movie ever. And a TV show he did called The Undoing. Paddington 2, you don't know about the Paddington 2?
No.
Like, cult? People say that's the greatest movie ever made. I need to watch it to find out. Like, literally, there are tons of people who that's their favorite film of all time.
Oh, wow.
The second one. Yeah. But this sort of Hugh Grant leaning into like being dark is really fun. And it's a great performance. And I should mention the two girls too, Sophie Thatcher and Chloe East. Very, very good. And the cool part is, I mean, the character Grant plays is Mr. Reed. And he makes some really good points about religion. But unfortunately, it turns out he's also crazy. So you're like, oh, I was hoping he would just be like making some good points to these Mormons. But not so much. But this film is really cinematic, as the best horror movies are these days. If you saw Long Legs, Talk to Me. I mean, these aren't just like trashy horror films. That doesn't seem to catch on anymore, unless that's your thing and it's kind of a bit that you're trashy and super bloody. But the stuff that's really, you know, cinematic, it pays huge dividends, and horror is the only genre really making money out there anymore, consistently. And it's because they keep the budget low. That's Jason Blum's thing. This is A24. A24 is one of the better film studios out there. But Jason Blum, I think, was quoted as saying he doesn't force release dates. So when the movie's done, then it gets released, as opposed to like, you got to get it done by Memorial Day, and then it's whatever it is by then, instead of done, finished, and great. Right. He lets the directors have final cut, and you got to keep the budget low. This is what kept us back. This was what got M. Night Shyamalan back. You know, he went off to do After Earth and Last Airbender and all these huge budget sort of director for hire projects. He came to Jason Blum. He said, make The Visit, keep it $10 million. And he did, and it was a huge hit. Then he did Split. And now he's like on an off and on roll of hitting or missing, but the movies all make money because he keeps the budget low. And that's what horror is doing. And Heretic, although I'm sure another low-budget film, looks great. And a hilarious credit at the end of the film. No generative AI was used in the making of the film. I'm kind of impressed by that. Yeah. So it all happens in camera, or it's just like old school special effects.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Scott Beck and Brian Woods. Never heard of them, but they're the directors. So good for them.
All right. Next one you got is Anora.
Okay. So this is probably you're going to hear about this during Oscar season. If nothing else, for the role of Mikey Madison playing the lead Anora. Mikey Madison, my choice thus far for best actress. She plays a stripper and sex worker asked to show a good time to a young Russian guy at the club.
Uh-oh.
She speaks Russian, so they go talk to this guy. Turns out he's the son of a famous wealthy Russian, perhaps oligarch, who knows, and his relationship with Anora leads to one outside the club, and they get very close, and it's soon revealed that there are forces in the kid's family who don't want them together. And then shit gets crazy, like uncut gems crazy. I don't even want to like tell you what it's about, but just understand that the movie goes berserk with high insanity, like levels of tension that are off the chart. It's really, really good. And yeah, and I saw a Q&A with Mikey Madison, who came out, and she couldn't be more like on the verge of plain and boring when Enora, the character, is like this like brash New York girl with, she had the dialect down and she's obviously a stripper, and so she's like super sexual and like crazy, and Mikey Madison was very poised and smart and talking about the work she did in this Q&A, from the dialect, you know, to getting a pole in her house, you know, to work wow. on playing this character.
You mean everybody doesn't have one?
No, and not everyone's well, like you, sweetheart.
Oh, got it.
Those people are in films.
Got it. So.
Special films.
Yeah. So she's my choice for best actor. You'll be entertained, Liz, I love this movie. I don't know if you saw a film called Tangerine about a couple of drag queens.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
In West Hollywood. That's the same director, Sean Baker, and he also made The Florida Project with Willem Dafoe. Two movies that are very, very different. And I thought this was going to be more along the lines of Tangerine when we saw Enora and her friends hit a club early. But then, like I said, the Russian gets involved and then everything goes haywire. Wow. In the best of possible ways. But, you know, it kind of, and the movie kind of really works because it jumps genres all the time in terms of where you think it's going. It's like, oh my God, this is going to be some like powerful story about love. Oh, wait, no, this is going to be some dark thriller. Oh, wait, no, this is going to be tragic. Oh, no, wait, this could be hilarious. And it goes back and forth like that, and it's just thrilling throughout. So definitely see that movie.
Very cool.
Indeed. I don't know if it's making money, but go out there and make sure it does.
Awesome.
All righty. And the last movie, Paul?
Oh, I briefly wanted to talk about Small Things Like These. On the opposite side of the spectrum, this is a great companion piece to a 2002 movie nobody probably saw, but I loved it. It was called The Magdalene Sisters, directed by Peter Mullen, who, among other things, plays a dwarf king on Rings of Power, and he played like the real a-hole in Ozark. And he's also a great director. And it was a film about the Magdalene Laundries. This is in Ireland. And it was a convent where troubled women would be taken by the nuns to work in the laundry, be overworked in these laundries that did all the laundry for the town. But really, they would, like, you know, troubled women means like raped by their father and pregnant, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, not a good week for religion at the movies. Anyway, that movie was told from the girls who were on the inside. This one's told from a guy on the outside looking in. That's played by Cillian Murphy. He plays a man who delivers coal around town. And one of the places he delivers coal is to this convent. He kind of sees what's going on. Very different performance from Murphy, different than like Oppenheimer, who had a number of different things to deal with, from a trial to this crazy invention to dealing with, you know, the government and all sorts of things. Here he's just kind of like, very, very simple, very understated performance. But it's one of the more deliberately directed films of the year. Another person I never heard of, Tim Mylance, I guess. I don't know how to pronounce it. But he kept making excellent choice after excellent choice in the film to tell it in a very methodical way with great photography. And I love a director-driven movie, and that's what this is. And so the character comes home after seeing a little bit of what's going on with these girls at the laundries, and he cleans himself up because he's been delivering coal all day, scrubbing his hands, literally trying to wash his hands of the whole situation that he's seen until he can't. So definitely a great film you should check out there.
Awesome.
So those are going to be a little hidden if you don't seek them out. So I'm here to tell you, Enora and Small Things Like These. Cool. Heretic has got a bigger release, so you it's probably playing near you to also see that. But you get a lot to do. But yeah, you know, get the whole weekend. Go get out there and get it done.
Paul, I know with the holiday season coming up and everything, by chance, have you seen Red One?
Oh, can't wait for that.
No.
Is that no, because you don't want to see
No. I mean, these overproduced sort of holiday movies just seem very cynical to me. I don't know. It doesn't look like it's going to be very good. I don't have a lot of hope. I loved Dwayne Johnson when he was The Rock in the WWE. The guy could grab a mic and electrify 30,000 people.
Yeah.
And he had me in the palm of his hand. He was incredible. In the movies, you know, every once in a while I'll get a Jumanji or something that kind of fits what he's all about. But then you get your Jungle Cruise and stuff, and you're like, I have a feeling this is just like a big special effects thing that I'm not too excited about. I can't say too much because I haven't seen it.
Okay,
but someone will.
Someone will.
Yeah.
What about Wicked? How are you feeling about Wicked?
Well, first of all, I'm pissed that it's not Wicked Part 1, because that's what it is. You need to know going in, it won't end.
Yeah.
This is the first of two Wicked movies.
Yep.
Oh. And I think that's completely unfair. At least Tom Cruise called it Dead Reckoning Part 1, and now the trailer just came out for Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning.
Right.
So, yeah, that pisses me off right there. And then, I don't know, it feels like it's oversung. I'll give you a little example. At the end of Act 1, when I saw it on stage, you know, the Wicked Witch goes,
yep.
Ah, when the whole show ends, right? Yep. And then we go to commercial. Here she's like going, ah, you know, that American Idol shit. And I was like, stop it. Simple. Watch Cillian Murphy and small things like these. Keep it simple, stupid.
The kiss method,
and it would be great, yeah. So I think that going in, and that's on them. They said they put out a trailer and I watch it, and that's my takeaway. I obviously hope for the best with every movie I see. So, and John Chu's good.
Yeah.
The director. Crazy Rich Asians. Good movie. G.I. Joe Retaliation. Yeah. But
boy, can't win
don't
them
forget
all.
That. Wicked's from the director of G.I. Joe Retaliation. But yeah, I'm sort of looking. I'm more of a Gladiator 2 guy that weekend. That I can't believe we haven't done a Glicket or a Wickedator or something.
It's coming.
To do the Barbenheimer weekend, yeah, because people will probably, they'll probably both be hits. Yeah. But Gladiator 2, I'm more about bringing in Denzel and taking us back to the sword and sandal epic with Ridley. I mean, I'm all about that.
Cool. All right. Paul, love you, brother.
Thank you.
Always enjoy. And, what'd you think of the that picture I sent you?
Which was that?
The Echo One Transformer.
Oh, that's cool. You know what? I'm actually on a movie thread on Facebook with some friends, and they get into toy tangents a little more than I would like.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm there for the movie talk, but so I see all that stuff. Yeah, the Ecto One's a Transform. That's pretty cool. They've got like people have made these crazy Transformer toys now that like are full of walking around talking robots and stuff. It's, I mean. Skynet 2028. That's all I'm saying.
Indeed.
It's coming soon.
Yes, yeah. Sir.
And once again, guys, if you want to take one of Paul's tours, go to themovieguys.net and then go ahead and look for the movie tours there. It's excellent. He takes you where you want to go on a lot of different genres. Like if you want to just like do a Back to the Future one or from a certain director or whatever, he can take you on these different types of tours, man, and they're great. He gives you all the information about the movies themselves.
Yeah, or you can skip a step, LAFilmLocationsTour.com. But yeah, I just did a Tarantino tour last week. I just wanted to see all Tarantino stuff. And there's tons. Pretty much everything but his westerns was shot here. So it's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's Pulp Fiction. It's Jackie Brown. Even True Romance. You know. So yeah, we had a great time with that.
Cool.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah, awesome, buddy. Good to talk to you. And I know you're going to be busy for the holidays. So you have a wonderful Thanksgiving, a great Christmas, and a wonderful New Year, too, brother.
Same to you and the whole gang. And seek out those movies I mentioned because it might not just fall in front of your eyeballs otherwise.
Yes, sir.
You got it.
And have fun.
Thanks, buddy. Take care of yourself.
Happy holidays, brother.